It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Yes, yes, yes. We're all back to work this morning because we didn't win the Powerball. Man, if we'd won that sucker, you wouldn't hear us this morning,
that
folks.
That is true.
We wouldn't be here. No. We'd all be here.
Together on the beach in Mexico.
Man, just all it took for is one of us, just one of us to win, and this show would not be on the air this morning.
I'd just be laying out between you and Powerball Pete on the shores of Mexico.
Some of the details are coming out. First of all, out of Texas, the Missouri stuff hasn't come out yet. But
one state, I don't remember which one, perhaps you know, they don't have to disclose who they are.
It's Texas.
Is it Texas?
Yep.
Do you think they will?
No.
Yeah, I would.
No. Why would you?
Yeah.
No, there's no reason to.
And then
to.
The other state, you have to, which is bizarre.
Biggs Convenience Store down in Fredericksburg, Texas. They know for a fact it was sold there. They have no idea who got it. They do know this person picked their own numbers. So these numbers meant something to them, and they were a big winner. They'll get $410 million lump sum before taxes.
You know, I'm looking at the numbers, and there's not one I would have picked.
Me either. Me either. But they do look like birthdays.
Yeah.
Ages, right?
Ages, yeah.
Ages, too.
Yeah, 61, 62.
Yeah, part of that,
44.
Too. So there you go. Well,
so they I'd win. Say the top three are ages 44, 61, and 62. They knew some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
Seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's some of the Colorado winners. There were seven winners over the weekend here in Colorado with the various amounts of money being won. First of all, a come and go in Colorado Springs, $1 million.
Nice.
$50,000 at a King Supers in Parker. Dinosaur, Colorado, $100,000.
I don't even know where Dinosaur is.
I know what Dinosaur Ridge is, but I don't know where Dinosaur is.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a town named Dinosaur.
Hey, Spadil, can you look up Dinosaur real quick?
Where the hell is
Dinosaur?
Looking it up right
now. We know where we can go take a hike over there, but we don't know about where
it's almost to Utah. It's like right on the border.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. That'd be kind of cool, though, to have that as your address.
Yeah, right.
Dinosaur, Colorado.
I would dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
let's see, a come and go. There's been about three or four come and goes on here. In Brighton, $100,000. Banana Belt. Liquors in Woodland Park, $50,000.
Nice.
Sherman Gas and Food, Fort Morgan, $100,000. Then another $100,000 in Aurora at the A1 Gas and Food.
Yeah.
None of us.
Nothing.
On the
none
list.
Of us.
All right, what's this audio of the
wedding? Just made me laugh. I just saw it. So the funny thing is, we were talking, my girlfriends and I were just talking about how in your head, when it comes to, I'm in the middle of this wedding crap, right? Like, oh my God, like, am I in it? By the way, Cartzilla in Vegas sold out.
I know, I'm so bummed about that.
I'm so mad.
Really?
Sold out.
Who would have thought? I thought Vegas was in a slump.
Me too, not with Cartzilla. In case you don't know what Cartzilla is, it's a gigantic shopping cart that you, I mean, I know this sounds nuts, but I post a picture of it on Facebook. It's a gigantic shopping cart that holds like, I don't know, 9 people, and it drives around Vegas for a tour. To see all the lights.
It.
Sounds like they need to get another one.
They do, right?
Yeah, if you're booking it that much.
So I'm in the middle of this wedding thing. It's Taya's engagement party. I mean, not engagement party. We already did that. Her bachelorette party, and we're having it in Vegas. So I'm trying to put all this stuff together. And they said it's freaking sold out 2 months in advance.
Nice.
Cartzilla? I mean, I was just going to book it as a funny thing. Like, these people are planning Cartzilla? This is ridiculous. Anyway, so we were just talking about how with wedding planning and all that stuff, like in our heads as we grow up as little girls, Cinderella, you know, right? And all the things, like, you just plan for it to be so beautiful and so perfect, but all the time something doesn't quite go right. For example, when BJ got engaged.
Yeah. Mine went perfectly. What are you talking about? It was planned out perfectly. I didn't miss a beat with that one. Cookies were done. Everything was perfect.
Lisa didn't dream of it like that.
No, she did not.
No, but she was okay with it.
She was in bed. He got hungry, went downstairs to get a cookie. The ring was in his backpack, and he's like, oh, what the hell? I'll just do it now.
Yeah. It just hit me. It hit me, and man, it was so romantic.
It was
how many people listening to this show can say you got engaged eating a cookie?
Right.
You just can't. You can't say it.
Because you were getting like worried that it was going to get stolen. You'd forget your backpack or whatever. So yeah, it was keeping you up at night. So you're like, I got to just do it.
I was too worrisome.
Yeah.
It was driving me nuts. I love cookies. Cookies and milk at bedtime. Oh, can't beat it. Oh, bye.
So the same thing there. I have audio of this woman. They're at the river and her boyfriend is behind her and he shocks the crap out of her with an engagement ring. Here it is.
Holy you serious right now? Are you serious right now, William Ward? Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's dope. Yeah. You have to put it on. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it fits. Yay.
Congratulations.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She said the F word like 7 times. That's not how you like think it's gonna go. Think it's just gonna be beautiful. Carson kind of had the perfect one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, because they planned it, or she didn't plan it, but it was like this. They had flowers. They did a Travis Kelce kind of Taylor Swiftie kind of thing.
It was
probably in his Jeep.
Rocks. It was awesome.
What?
Probably in his Jeep.
Oh, his Jeep. Yeah, he doesn't have that anymore.
After a good detail.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wedding this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a kid that has a best friend that's getting married on Friday. I'm not much when it comes to going to weddings, but I feel obligated to go to this one. What is it, like wedding season month? What the hell's going on around here?
Right?
I mean, everybody's getting married all of a sudden.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they're doing it for the fall, y'all.
I guess.
You know, the changing of the ass. Although, I just looked. That actually, this area of Colorado won't change until October 5th.
Yeah.
Won't start down here.
Yeah.
In September, like late September, all the mountains will. Mm-hmm. But remember, Carson said his whole yard had already changed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I can show you pictures. They're
dead.
My trees
are
red. They're red.
They're dead.
No, it's not just my trees. It's all the neighborhood.
Dead.
The debate goes on. The debate goes on. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. How about them Broncos?
Knicks, pumps, throws, got a man. It's Sutton. It's a touchdown. They're in the red zone now. And give to.
We didn't have many touchdowns, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of a slow start to the season. We won, but
it's
it was a slow start.
How you and Schmidl feel very differently about Bo Nix.
Well, I think the way I feel kind of showed itself yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Because if you remember before the game, before this weekend, Schmidl's all pumped. He's Super Bowl bound. I said, you might want to just slow down there, buddy. I don't know if Bo is ready for the Super Bowl or not. And he played yesterday like he's not ready for it, Jamie.
Oh, he
just
did.
Saying.
Oh.
So far, I'm looking pretty good on the prediction.
You know what I did kind of find interesting is Kansas City Chiefs lost.
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Good. Good. What a great weekend it was. Chiefs lose. Travis Kelce missed his flight back here. He's still in Brazil in some Amazon jungle.
He got punched in the face.
Good for him.
He didn't get punched in the face. His helmet got slapped. Come on.
It was a pretty good knock.
Still.
Wait, punched in the face is different than his helmet got slapped.
I encourage all players to punch him in every game. Every game.
Right?
Every
didn't he have his helmet on?
Yeah, he had his helmet on. But in the NFL, that's a punch.
Do you know what punch in the face means?
Of course I do, yeah.
Okay, well, what you thought he got punched in the face.
Well, in NFL terms, that's a punch in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Slapped in the helmet.
They fight with their helmets on.
Oh, my God. He got slapped in the helmet.
Chiefs lose. Broncos win. Bo Nix had a subpar day, but the defense was good. Right, Spadil?
They were very good, yeah. And I won $100, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
$100. I just saw this this little study, speaking of late night games and stuff. Did you know Colorado and the state of Colorado gets some of the most sleep in America?
Really?
I find that.
Not at my house.
My house either. I would say all of us are like, nope.
How's it gauged?
I don't know. It's some kind of study right here. It says, we have the earliest bedtimes and we get some of the most sleep in the state of Colorado. I guess we go to bed on average at 11:19 p.m., which is the earliest that people go to bed. And then we get almost 7 hours of sleep a night.
Not even close.
Right? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
So the average is later than 11, what?
18? 19? That's when we all go to bed.
That seems weird to me.
See, but if
that
you have
sounds way off.
No, if you have a normal job, you go to bed after 11. I think you go to bed around 11. If you
have I don't know.
If you have
I've never had a normal job.
I know, but I mean, because I get texts from all my girls.
They're all up.
And they're all up, and I think to myself, you know I have to go to bed, right? But because that's the downtime. Their kids are sleeping, and that's when they get all their crap done. Yeah.
But for the state of Colorado, you would think that BJ's 5:30 would just kill it all. You know what I mean?
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, heard on the Odyssey app, live all over the country. And that is Sabrina Carpenter. She was on the VMAs last night.
It's also my theme song.
Yeah, that's a good song. Good tune. Man, she was good last night.
Yeah.
She was very
man,
good.
Man, child.
Yeah. Hey, I want to go back to this bedtime thing.
Oh, okay.
And do a real-time little survey on our Textnado.
Okay.
This is a BJ and Jamie bedtime survey. Now, to me, as Jamie just stated,
call it an exclusive.
Well, an exclusive. Yeah. We'll call it an exclusive if you want to. Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So it says here that Colorado has one of the earliest bedtimes in North America. On average, all of us go to bed at 11:19 p.m. and get 6.8 hours of sleep per night on average.
My first thought is 11:19. Now, of course, you're talking to somebody that gets up at 3:30 in the morning. So I go to bed 6, 7, 8, whatever I feel like, right? 11:19 seems late to me. So for the BJ and Jamie audience, you have a day job, a normal job, okay?
9 to 5.
What time do you go to bed? Just a quick little survey here.
You know what's interesting?
I feel like it's late.
I think I told you this, but in California, they don't even do the news until 11.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I was just telling you. So if you think about that, they know that their news is dedicated to people at 11 p.m.
Yeah, they're still up. Yeah.
East Coast does the same thing. I was in Florida for years, and it was an 11 o'clock newscast, but I never sat up for it.
So I don't think it's that late if you think about it. You know, they're targeting.
Well, that's, again, the opinion. You don't think it's that late because of your lifestyle on the weekends and friends that you have, which I'm not saying one's right or wrong. To me, it feels late. Because my wife, who has a regular job, she normally goes to bed around 10:30. And I'm just curious with, you know, you that listen to our show. And if you've got a regular job, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever your job is, daytime job, what time do you go to bed? Because I don't know if 11:20 is correct or not. I have no idea.
I don't know. That's what the study said.
All right. According to this, just taking a look at it. A lot of people go to bed anywhere between 9 and 10:30, it appears.
Crazy.
9 and 10:30. I never get 8 hours sleep.
What time do you go to bed?
I typically go to bed at like 9:30.
Yeah, pretty early.
Well, I mean, if I'm not going to an abs game, if I'm in an abs game or a concert, of course it's going to be late. Yeah,
I think you have to, don't you? To get up this early. Mm. Well, I do anyway. I got to get some sleep.
I never go to bed earlier than 10.
What about you, Spadil? What time do you go to bed?
I try to go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock every night.
8:30, 9 o'clock. We're in early birds.
Right. Yeah, you got to wake up at 4.
Because of our lifestyle. But most people, it appears, somewhere around 10:30.
I always try to get 5 hours of sleep. That's my goal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yep. 5 hours.
Yep. Five or more.
I should probably be dead by now. I've been doing this since I was 19. My God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live across America on the Odyssey app. It's a free app. Our most of our show, anyway, will be on the app later on today with the podcast if you want to get that or share it in case you miss something on the program. Don't forget the big old bar bingo if you're signed up for it. We expect you downtown on Friday.
You know, I was thinking that I would start a new feature on the show.
What's that?
It's called Inspirational Messages from Coach Prime.
Oh!
Because, you know, every day he puts something up on Facebook.
Yeah, and I was so proud of him over the weekend winning that football game. They needed that one badly, and he won it. And I didn't see any bathroom breaks into the Depends tent either.
They still have that up?
They do. They do. It's there for every game. I think it's sponsored now with Depends, and I think they've paid big money to be on the side. Lines, so it's pretty obvious that it's there. Yeah,
I know, but now they're the CU Butts.
I know, Jamie. I know, but they won. They won over the weekend, so that's good.
All right, so I'll start today. Yeah. You ready? Here's what he had to say. Why do you argue with small-minded people? These folks have limits, and they're always complaining and constantly playing the victim. Keep on thinking the way you do, and keep on doing the things you do. Coach Brian.
I love it.
Solid.
So, right?
Solid.
So good.
Solid. You know, coming from a man that wears Depends, that is solid.
Exactly.
You know?
I bet he's opening solid.
I will say, though, I watched part of the game on Saturday, and Coach Prime, he's moving pretty slow these days.
Is he?
I mean, he was prime time Deion Sanders, you know? Yeah. This guy did that dance in the end zone, and he could run like lightning. But now he looks a little slow. I guess it catches up with everybody. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Especially when you have cancer.
Yeah.
Didn't he have cancer? And then
something with his bladder, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think
so. Anyway, all right. Well, that concludes this feature.
Yep. All right. Well, that was a great feature, Jamie. I'm going to go back to Bar Bingo real quick to let people know that if you signed up online, alice1059.com, you are locked in because, you know, maybe you missed it, maybe it went to your trash and you didn't get the kickback or whatever, you are in. If you went to our website and you submitted for you and your friends, show up on Friday. We start at 7 p.m., so I get down to Tom's Watch Bar around 6.
I know it's only Monday, but did you get the bags?
Not yet. We're working on it, though, from what I understand. I mean,
it's only Monday, so we have plenty of time.
No, we don't either.
Only Monday.
We don't have that much time. I've given up.
What?
I've given up on the box.
No.
Yeah, I have.
No!
Nobody else seems to care. Well, I mean, you're against it.
Yeah,
I Carson's kind of for it, but not really.
Yeah.
Spadell, he could care less.
I know.
And then, you know, management seems they don't really give a rat.
I know,
you know,
but
what?
Dion just
nobody
said keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Nobody seems to
push
care.
Through.
Jamie.
Push through.
I push.
Push through the pain.
Push, and I become a pain in the butt to people. And
well,
I'm just.
That's true.
I'm just figure that I might as well let it go.
Okay.
What was.
I feel like
it will never be again.
I feel like this is a little pouty moment with BJ.
Well, you know what? I'm just giving him the truth. The truth is that it's hard to get the support.
If you really want the bags, just buy the bags.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, we met
so
you.
I'm not
going to
buy the
you.
Bags. I'm not shelling out $3,000. But that's something that could be done elsewhere, and it just didn't happen. So I've given up on the bags. We'll have to go to those paper bags. The ones that we wrote
those
our names on.
Those are limited edition. Those are like those handmade.
We still have. We have about 10 of those for Friday.
Those are.
But
nice.
That's all we have right now.
Yeah, so. That goes to the grand prize winner.
We do have a grand prize though. You're going to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone in concert. That's going to be a great show.
On stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the little outfit he's wearing now that looks pretty snappy on him. Have you seen it? The latest one he wears.
I have not.
It looks like, you know what? It looks like Evel Knievel.
Well,
remember that jumpsuit? That
but he's
Evel
always worn that. He wore it at our,
but this is a different one. It's got a different colors to it.
Oh.
Yeah. But this one looks more Evel Knievel to me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So you'll get to see him in a snappy little outfit.
Very nice.
In Salt Lake City, his home.
So we'll see you on Friday.
Yep. Bar Bingo kicks off at 7 o'clock. We'll be at Tom's Watch Bar downtown. It is sponsored by Romantics, by the way. All right. So if you've signed up, we'll see you there.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.